You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No mai hoki mai ki 95BFM. Welcome back. You're on breakfast and on the line. I believe we've got Xanthi from Recitals. Kia ora, Xanthi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Morena, how's it going?
Good. I just had a very long sleep, and before that had a very long nap.
Big sleepy Sunday vibe.
Been trying to catch up. Yeah.
I saw that in the weekend recitals. You guys were down in Dunedin celebrating your tour, which we're talking about this morning because you're coming up to Tamaki this weekend. But you were also at the Student Radio Network Awards watch party down there, and it looked like a lot of fun. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, that was really fun. There was this dog there called Charlie that was really cute. And these little quiches as well.
Oh, lovely. Like a good little snack at a party and a good dog at a party. You can't really ask for more than that, can you? I'm always quite jealous of Radio 1. They do have their resident dog, and I think we should be getting something like that for BFM, to be honest. It would be a good time.
Yeah.
It's very exciting to see you guys winging your way up the country on this tour, though, finally bringing the sort of full Recitals experience to Tamaki Makaurau. You've played only, you know, a real handful of shows up here so far, and this one's going to be really special at the Lee Sawmill Cafe to celebrate Orbit One. How's it been taking this out on the road?
It's been really fun, really exhausting, quite a blur, I guess, just because that weekend we were in transit so much and didn't really have any time to look around anywhere, and I'm assuming next weekend will be quite similar. But yeah, it was just really nice, especially to play to people that we'd never played to before, and the energy was really nice and everyone was just really lovely, and yeah, it was great.
That's pretty special as well, because this has been a really highly anticipated album within the community. People have been looking forward to its release for a long time, since you first sort of released Tongue over a year and a bit ago now. It's taken on a world, this record, and we've talked about that before, how you've kind of made a whole new sort of time and place out of this album sound. How does it feel to be performing that now, especially since it's been, I guess, a wee gap between finishing the recording and the writing process and actually taking it on the road?
It still feels quite strange, I guess, but I think we're enjoying playing some new songs on the tour a lot.
That's exciting.
And they seem to have a lot of life in them and seem to be the ones that we kind of enjoy to play the most. But then there are definitely also songs on the album that are really special to return to. It's nice having like enough songs that we can change it up every single time we play a show and kind of decide what we what type of experience we want to curate now that we have a big enough pool to pick from. But yeah, we even like had discussions about what songs we would like retire if we were to do that. So it's quite weird to be at that point where you just have so many songs to work with that, you know, you're playing some not at all. And
Yeah, totally. That's a really interesting thing, especially considering that this is really your first tour of the country as a band. But I mean, that's not surprising in a lot of ways, because you guys are anything if not always working and always creating, and it's exciting to hear that you're still very much in that fluid creation process as well as celebrating this record in its completed form. What's the sort of new feelings that you guys have been exploring as a group? Because, you know, we have talked a wee bit about the particular world that Orbit One came out of. There was a lot of grief at the heart of this album. There was a lot of sort of community healing being put into this, and I think that people have responded to those feelings in a listening way as well. But what's been the new kind of space that you felt writing and creating has come from for you, Xanthi?
I feel like the group has sort of just come into a new space where we just gel really well together. Like we've found kind of the role that everyone takes, and I think that was really well explored outside of music as well, like just driving this 12-seater van and you know, like staying at places and having to do all these like gear load-ins and deciding what to eat, like all of that other little stuff that you do when you're on tour as well. I think that added to the experience of it. And we just also started doing more like improvisation and stuff
on
stage. So I just feel like we're at a point that it's really fun and there's just a lot of comfortability with each other, which means that there can be more exploration, I guess. But yeah, the new song, like there's one song that we're playing on tour that's really new, like we wrote it, finished it a couple weeks ago. And it's mostly just really fun, but also similarly kind of otherworldly. It's called CGI Airport.
Sick.
And it's just, I don't even know, it's kind of like some vague conceptual inside joke. So sort of continuing on that trend. Yeah, a bit less serious, I think, than Orbit One.
That sounds really fun. I'm looking forward to hearing it. You're playing at the Lee, as we just mentioned. That's on the 25th, which is Friday. But you're also going to be in Tāmaki Reel on Saturday for the Beautiful Things Flying Nun. I guess we could almost call it a Christmas party. It's an early Christmas party. A bunch of excellent artists all sort of associated with Flying Nun will be playing as well. That looks like it'll be a fun time. Are you looking forward to that one too?
Yeah, really looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing lots of the acts playing, and especially as well because we met the Night Lunch Boys in Dunedin, so it'll be fun to talk to them again and see them play again.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys have picked some really interesting artists as your sort of supports and I guess opening crew for this tour. What was the sort of logic in who you approached, and also who can people see with you this weekend?
So in Lee, we've just got Randa, who is just like all-time fave. I love Randa so much, so that's why we picked them. And then I don't think I could run the Flying Nun list off the top of my head. But yeah, I don't know, I guess like picking opening acts was a mix of obviously who was available to do it, but also... Yeah, it was a lot of me and Carla kind of bouncing ideas back and forth. And not necessarily picking people who we thought were a similar vibe to us, but just people that we would really love to see play or that we knew were sort of appreciated in that specific location.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of people that, like, for example, Randa is someone that I've just really enjoyed since I was like a young teenager.
Yeah.
Would really love the experience to play with. So, you know, just reaching out to people, even if we thought that they would probably say no. Yeah.
I'm glad that they haven't, because you've got a really cool crew of folks performing across your tour. Who does the driving in your 12-seater van? Who's mostly behind the wheel?
Oh, well, I actually did a lot of the driving on this leg. Josh also did some, and Olivia did some. We had this one, we had to back out of the loon's driveway after playing the gig. And that was like, that took us like 10 minutes. Christian was standing behind the van being like, stop, straighten up, go forward. And like, it was just such a nightmare and so scary, but we did it eventually.
Just the most glamorous bits of touring, of course, eh?
Yeah. There was also like a windscreen wiper that broke.
Oh no.
And started making this like screeching sound. And Josh fixed it, and then it was all good for a couple hours. And then it started again, and I just like, I tried to put on the noise cancelling headphones. And it just, I thought I was going to go crazy.
Well, I'm glad you survived through the first leg to make it to the North Island leg this week. We so look forward to seeing you in Lee this Friday. Recitals, performing Orbit One, and some new exciting songs as well. Thanks for chatting with us, Xanthi. We're going to listen to Gradient now. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for having me.
Blushing moon in the sky, on the roof.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.